This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Prosecutors representing more than half of Colorado's population unveiled data that shows racial bias in prosecution cases. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Eight DAs from urban and rural districts for the first time have shed light on how prosecutions are handled. Data reveals that racial biases affect who gets plea deals, pretrial jail time, and probation. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the disparities are a problem.
We have 12, 18-month relationships with victims as they go through the criminal justice process, victims of domestic violence, of sexual assault. If they think that we're treating folks differently, they're not going to trust us.
The goal of the Transparency Project is to get all 22 DA offices in the state to collect data on prosecutions. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers delivered his final State of the City address yesterday. He highlighted his efforts to expand partnerships with other local governments, invest in infrastructure, and promote job creation and growth.
8 years ago, people complained there were no cranes, evidencing new construction in the city. Now people regularly complain there are too many cranes.
The mayor also touted the transformation of the downtown area, including the City for Champions project and increased traffic at the Colorado Springs Airport. Flags around the state are at half-staff in honor of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Governor Jared Polis ordered they remain at half-staff until sunset on the day the Queen is buried. It follows a similar proclamation honoring Elizabeth II by President Joe Biden. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.